Today we're going to polish an Amen style Reese patch and turn it into a DJ Ready DNB base weapon using resampling workflows in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making the bass sound huge in solo and calling it done. In drum and bass, especially in rollers, jungle edits, darker halftime sections, and neural-leaning drops, the real wind is making the bass feel alive while still being mixable, controllable, and musical. That's the whole game here. So the outcome we want is a bass that has character, movement, and arrangement-ready articulation. Something that works with the Amen break instead of fighting it. Let's build it step by step. First, start with a simple and stable source patch. Don't overcomplicate this part. You want a playable MIDI instrument before you resample anything. Load something like Wavetable or Analog for the main Reese layer, and Operator for a dedicated sub. Put Utility at the end so you can keep an eye on mono and width. If you want, add a little saturator or overdrive early in the chain, but keep it under control. For the Reese, a really solid starting point is two saw waves, or a saw and a square, to tune just a little. Think around 5 to 15 cents. That tiny amount goes a long way. Then use a low-pass filter with moderate resonance, and maybe a subtle filter envelope amount, something like 10 to 25%. If you want motion, add a slow LFO, synced or free-running depending on the groove you want. For the sub, keep it dead simple. Sine wave, mono, no stereo widening, and if needed, an octave below the root. The important thing here is separation. The Reese gives you attitude in the midrange, and the sub gives you physical weight. In drum and bass, that separation is everything. Now write a bass phrase that answers the Amen break. Don't start with a long melodic line. Think in bass phrases, not notes. The idea is to create a short rhythmic statement that interacts with the drums like a DJ tool. Program a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. Leave space for the snare. Hit before or after the kick. Use note length somewhere between an eighth note and half a bar. You can also use tied notes for sustained pressure. And very importantly, don't cram the snare moments. Let them breathe. A really useful DNB move is to place a bass hit just before the snare, then leave the snare open, and answer after it with a longer note or a small rhythmic fill. That push and pull is what makes the groove feel heavy. If you're going for a dark roller, keep the phrase fairly repetitive, but evolve the last 1 or 2 beats every 4 bars. If you want more jungle energy, go a bit more chopped and chatty, so the bass feels like it's speaking with the break. At 174 BPM, for example, you might hold a low note for 2 beats, then clip a shorter variation on the offbeat before the snare lands. That space doesn't make the groove emptier. It makes it hit harder. Once the phrase feels good, it's time to resample it. This is where the workflow gets fun. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record the bass phrase. Print a few passes if your patch has evolving automation or movement. In fact, I'd recommend that you do at least 2 levels of aggression. 1 clean pass where the patch behaves normally, and 1 pass where you push the input harder into saturation or drive. That gives you options later. Maybe the clean one is better for control, and the hotter one is better for a nastier drop version. Having both is a super practical move. Once you've recorded the audio, consolidate the best take, name it clearly, and keep the files organized. Something like Amen Reese Print Clean and Amen Reese Print Heavy is simple and easy to work with. Now that it's audio, you can shape it like a sample. That's one of the biggest reasons resampling works so well in drum and bass. You're not locked into the synth anymore. You can slice, warp, reverse, pitch, edit, and layer the result very quickly. Start polishing the resampled audio with stock devices. A great basic chain is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, or glue compressor depending on the sound and utility. With EQ8, you can gently high-pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out any sub-rumble. If there's harshness in the upper mids, make a narrow cut somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Don't overdo the EQ though. You want to keep some grit and personality. Then add saturator with around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Soft clip can help if you want a little more density and safety. If the print feels too soft or polite, a bit of drum bus can wake it up. Keep it subtle. A little drive, a touch of transience, maybe a bit of boom if the sub needs reinforcement. But don't flatten the sound into mush. This stage is about turning raw Reese energy into something mixable without sanding off the character. You still want that slightly torn, industrial jungle attitude. Now split the sub and midrange. This is one of the most important control moves in the whole lesson. You want a clean mono sub layer, and a separate mid layer for movement and dirt. On the mid layer, high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. that keeps the low end from getting messy. Then add your distortion or modulation there if you want more aggression. A very light chorus ensemble can widen the mids a bit, but keep the low end mono. Use utility to check width and mono compatibility often. On the sublayer, keep it plain. Sine wave, pure tone, no stereo widening, and maybe light sidechain to the kick if the groove needs space. The sub handles the physical impact. The mid layer gives the bass its attitude. Group those layers together if it helps, and use a little compressor for glue, plus EQ for final balance. This separation is why drum and bass bass lines can feel huge without destroying the kick and snare. Now comes the part where you treat the resampled audio like a break. Don't think of it as a static bass note anymore. Think of it as rhythmic material. You can drag the audio into Sampler and slice it, or chop it directly in arrangement view, or work with clips in session view if that suits your flow. A few good edit ideas. Reverse a bass tail before a hit. Duplicate the last quarter beat into a stutter. Shorten specific notes so they mimic break chops. Or mute the bass for a snare fill and bring it back hard. Tiny volume moves matter here too. A hit that's 1 or 2 dB louder can become a phrase accent. A slightly tucked back note can make the next hit feel bigger. This is how you create conversation in the bass line. You can also use beat repeat very lightly if you want a bit of glitch texture, but in darker DNB, keep it restrained. The point is movement, not clutter. Next, automate texture and filter changes across a 16-bar phrase. This is how you stop the bass from feeling static. A strong arrangement might start with a cleaner, more open tone in bars 1 to 4. Then push more drive or filter movement in bars 5 to 8. In bars 9 to 12, add a tiny gap, a reverse hit, or a pitch drop. And in bars 13 to 16, push the distortion harder, maybe widen the mids a bit, then strip it back so the next section can land with impact. Useful automation targets include filter cutoff, saturator drive, reverb sends on specific hits, utility width on the mid layer, and overall gain on the bass group. Keep it intentional. If everything is moving all the time, nothing feels important. Contrast is what makes the drop feel big. Because this lesson sits in DJ tools, we also want the final result to be practical for mixing and performance. So make it DJ friendly. Build a short intro with drums first and the bass muted or heavily filtered. Then bring the bass in gradually with a low pass opening. Give us a solid 16-bar drop, and then make an outro with reduced bass movement and less high mid content. A good DJ-friendly structure might be the first 2 bars mostly drums and atmosphere, then a filtered bass pickup into the drop, then a cleaner outro that gives another track room to blend in. That makes the tune more useful in a set and gives you reusable material for transitions and rewinds. Now, a few coach notes that really matter here. Print at 2 levels of aggression. Seriously, that flexibility saves time later. Keep one version intentionally less polished too. Slight roughness often helps DNB bass translate with more attitude. A perfectly cleaned up print can lose the grain that makes it feel alive. Also, if a note feels late, don't rebuild the synth patch first. Nudge or slice the printed audio. That's one of the big advantages of resampling. You're editing the consequence, not the cause. Check the bass at low monitor volume as well. If the rhythm and note changes still read quietly, your bass is probably balanced in a way that will work on bigger systems too. If you want to go a bit further, try building 3 layers, a clean sub, a saturated mid, and a crushed or filtered air layer. Blend them like a drum stack, or create answer and response cells, where one bass hit lands on the downbeat and another appears after the snare. That kind of call and response pattern works really well in a drop. You can also create different resamples for different sections. Maybe one print is tighter and drier for the intro, while another is wider and dirtier for the drop. Very small pitch drift on the mid-range layer can add tension, and a short filter resonance spike before a transition can feel much more dramatic than constant movement. For even more character, try layering in a subtle noise burst under selected hits, or a tiny transient tick before the note. Those little details can make the bass start feel much more percussive. And if you really want to go deeper, print once, process that print through a second effect chain, and print again. Two-pass processing often creates more character than stacking a dozen plugins at once. Here's a good mini practice exercise if you want to lock this in fast. Build a 1-bar Amen style Reese phrase with wave eatable or analog plus a mono operator sub. Print it to audio. Make 2 copies. One clean, one with extra saturation. High pass the dirtier copy around 100 to 120 Hz. Keep the sub clean, and then slice the audio so the last quarter bar has a reverse hit or stutter. Arrange it over 8 bars with a simple drum loop, automate one filter move, and check everything in mono. If the kick and snare still hit clearly, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. Build the res first. Resample it into audio, separate sub and mid. Use EQ and saturation to polish without flattening. Shape the bass around the amen break snare and kick space and let editing and automation create the movement. That's how you turn one raw patch into a real DNB bass system. If you can resample a res cleanly and make it evolve across a drop, you're already thinking like a proper drum and bass producer.